Oh God. Oh my God.
Just get it so soggy that the stuffing just falls out.
Yeah. Gross.
That's how I like my blowjobs. Just so soggy that soggy the stuffing and gummy. Falls yeah. out.
Oh God, the stuffing.
That's what I call it. I call it the stuffing.
Oh. Well, this has been Cage Match, folks. Time of death, 8:03, 12:16.
Yeah, well, and amazingly, this comes out on Christmas, so Merry Christmas, everybody. It's a white Christmas after all.
A very white Christmas.
Oh, I hope you enjoy stuffing.
Oh, God.
Merry Christmas, Bill, as I assume you'll be the only person who listens to this on the day. I text my boss that the site was up, and she was like, oh, yeah, baby, should I test her out? I'm like, I mean, you can. It's a website.
Yeah, just get in there and start fucking clicking links.
Yeah, baby.
I'm gonna fucking click these links so hard.
Oh, man.
Oh, contact us. I'm about to contact that ass.
Rage clicking, dead linking. Woo.
Ooh, yeah, God, let's go. Damn.
You want to do an A-B test?
I don't know what that means.
But it sounds horny as shit.
Yeah, I'm about to lose my stuffing.
Contact this bitch. Oh, man. So kids movies.
I went to the roller skating rink this weekend, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And it was goth night at the roller skating rink.
Did you tell me that part already or no?
No, I omitted the part that it was goth night.
Fucking awesome.
So it was just, I mean, it was like Hornback's dream. It was just like good looking goth chicks just fucking going around in circles like trapped.
Just how he likes them.
Yeah.
Contained. Forced conversation options.
Yeah. Not all of them were good skaters, so he was bound to catch at least one or two.
That's true.
Was he there or were you just imagining he would love it?
He was supposed to come hang out that night, but he couldn't get away because he had, you know. But so I kept him appraised of the situation. I didn't take photos because not a creep, but
yeah, he probably would have wanted you to, but good job.
Yeah.
Way to maintain.
I like to deny him a little something.
That's true. Edge him along.
Yeah. That way when it comes, there's just too much stuffing.
So much stuffing. Blam.
Busting out of the seams.
This is a kids episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it all out.
Oh my
God. I mean, it's not like we play it for kids.
No, although Cora multiple times saw me like looking at screen grabs of this movie and she was like, I want to watch that. And I was like, I don't think so.
No, I don't think I could sit through this twice. No. Please don't. Please just forget about this one, Cora.
Ignore this one. I would watch Frozen again 100 times over watching Astro Boy again.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, animation's changed a lot in 16 years, eh?
Oh, it's interesting to think, though, that like Astro Boy came out in 2009. Another movie that we watched of Nick Cage that was animated in 2009. G-Force.
Oh, okay.
Which like also looks like shit, but maybe looks like better shit.
Yeah, I would take G-Force, I guess. Were they both 3D? This was 3D, wasn't
it? Well, G-Force was like that half and half. They had real actors in there as well.
Yeah, but they just had things like busting out.
There was a lot of busting.
No, like it was 3D, like made for a 3D screen, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was in that era.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was like a hamster ball that bounces into the screen probably, or whatever the fuck.
Fergie just swings out of a door.
Boom, boom,
pow. We just had to slip one more into the script, so we got Fergie.
Yeah.
It was cheaper than the royalties? I don't know.
Welcome back to Cage Match, a roundabout way of meeting Nicolas Cage. I'm your host, Sean. I'm here with my co-host,
Peter.
And our producer.
Nick, I guess.
Shit. No, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Being you? Yeah. Sometimes I can imagine.
I mean, that's a lot of head to have to carry around. That's
a lot of head to fill. Mm, I could just put my so face on head. Part of it.
That's the best part about being me is all the head.
Speaking of giant heads, this week we're talking about Astro Boy.
He does have a big old fucking dome.
Big noggin.
Yeah.
Big noggin-y boy. Not a boy. This movie is fucked.
He twas a boy.
He briefly twas a boy, and then he got atomized.
Yeah.
And then his dad had a nervous breakdown, made robot son, and immediately was like, what have I done? This is not my son. Send it away.
Yeah.
So, like, the thing that I immediately thought about when I started watching this, I was like, one, that's pretty fucked up plotline, which is accurate for the TV show, too. But, like, I had forgotten how much this is just Mega Man and made me really want, like, an actual proper Mega Man movie.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
And then I did a little dive into it, and there was, like, a homemade, homebrew Mega Man movie.
Sure.
And it looks so fucking bad. It actually has some CGI in it, but, like, the main character playing Mega Man is, like, I don't know, our age, and his blaster is so shitty looking.
Awesome.
I know.
Did you ever see the brief American 90s Mega Man cartoon show?
I'm sure I did. I don't really remember it very well.
It wasn't good. And Mega Man was like, all the robots were like super jacked.
Awesome.
Because, you know, America.
Well, yeah. We're horny for buff boys.
Yeah. And Mega Man had like his power was if he just touched another robot, he absorbed their power. So that's how they got around that.
So he's Kirby?
Kinda. It was fun. It had, do yourself a favor, after this record, go watch the intro because it had a banger song, as all 90s cartoon shows did.
Yeah, all right. I'm fairly intrigued by that.
So I do want to ask two things. One,
you can ask.
Okay. First statement, stupid boy, even robot boy, dumbest child we've seen yet in this, in any Nicolas Cage project, has perma shorts, you know, on, doesn't take notice of that. Metal feet, still thinks he's a boy, isn't only after he's flown through the city, dug through a mountain and has to be told he's a robot.
He does bust straight out of that mountain too.
Yeah, he fucking goes hard.
Even then, he has to use his own X-ray eyes to look into his hands to see the robot skeleton to realize he's a robot.
Yeah.
Dumb child.
Yeah.
I mean, if you woke up tomorrow, I just want to know, if you woke up tomorrow and like you did something just wild, like you fucking
got up without aches and pains.
Yeah. Let's start with that. Would you think that it was cool, or would you immediately suspect you were a robot?
I would think it was cool, but would have questions.
Yeah, and when you take your morning shit, when it's just motor oil, would you think that's cool?
That would
see.
Taking questions. A morning shit would be the most concerning thing because I am not regular at all.
Oh man, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, there were a lot of like weird aspects about being Astro Boy. It's like, why did he breathe heavily when he was working, you know, hard doing something? It's like, shouldn't that not be an issue?
Yeah, he doesn't really need to breathe.
Blinking seems unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe for
maybe
you know,
it's just
uncanny
that,
valley
like,
for
human
everyone else.
Brain coding, like he.
Why did they give him
his
eyelids?
Because have you ever seen a doll? Like, oh man, you know those dolls that like when you lift it up and it lifts its eyelids?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking creepy.
It is creepy as shit.
Yeah. Well, maybe he just wanted a really creepy son. Maybe his son was creepy previously. He was kind of a shit.
Yeah. It's interesting. So for this movie, they tried to like Americanize up Toby a little bit.
Oh yeah, like, he liked weapons.
Yeah, well that's true, he did. But they like they defeminized his eyelashes and they made him less pear-shaped and you know they aged him up a little bit.
They gave him clothes.
And they gave him clothes. Although he does have his like classic Astro Boy look.
The trunks.
When his stuffing has busted.
Yeah. Yeah, when he's out there busting stuff.
Okay, so plot line. Sean, you were kind of getting into it. Dumb kid, dead.
Yeah, no, dumb kid dies
brutally.
brutally.
Yeah, like massive murder.
Like atomized.
There are two. There's positive and negative energy, and never the twain shall meet. And the president has decided that the only way he's going to win his reelection, the president of this flying city that has just said fuck ground people, has decided the only way he's going to win his election is with a big, cool war machine that he can just sick on the terra firma folk.
I did like that it was called Peacekeeper or whatever.
Yeah. And he wants to give it like the red energy, which is uncontrollable.
Yeah, it's all bad stuff. It's all the spice, no sugar.
Toby like sneaks in, and yeah, his father, played by Nicolas Cage, created the robot, created most robots, and when the experiment inevitably goes wrong, Toby, being the asshole kid he is, sneaks in, gets stuck behind the explosion-proof glass with the exploding robot, and is vaporized.
Yeah, but not his MAGA hat.
Then scientist, not his MAGA hat. I pegged that too. And then his science daddy feels bad and makes himself a new boy, and then immediately regrets it when the new child has thoughts of its own.
And then president wants old blue energy back, so wants to hunt Toby down. Yep. Astro boy.
Now, if he got the blue energy to energize the peacekeeper, it just wouldn't kill people.
It was going
to
be nice.
It was just going to use all the positive stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really would have been a friendly handhold. You save people bot.
It's like Hugbot.
Yeah.
Nuclear Hugbot.
Hugatron.
Yeah. I don't know what the real goal of that would have been, because it had guns and shit.
Yeah.
You know, by default, they were peace guns, though.
I mean, Toby had guns, too.
That's true.
In his butt.
Butt guns.
I got machine guns in my butt.
Which is canonical.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that.
Was his father afraid of him being molested?
I don't know, man. I looked up like what were Astro Boy's signature moves and
butt guns,
because he did that like tornado spin at one point. I was like, I wonder if that's one of them, and it is not. But butt guns, definitely.
Interesting.
Across the medium.
The thing I immediately noticed about the animation in this movie: one is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they gave everyone weirdly human lips.
I did not notice that.
Oh, man. How fucking great would this be if it was like a Bob Odenkirk movie? Everybody was just animated, but then they had that weird fucking wet ass mouth.
Oh, everything just looks like those old Quiznos subs commercials.
Yeah, the Sponge Monkeys.
Yeah. We love the subs.
Yes, they did have weirdly really kind of strange lips.
Yeah, they had like smooth plasticky like CG skin, and then just like weirdly overly textured and wet lips, and I hated every minute of it.
I thought it was so, I don't know, I didn't like how like the adults were so goofily drawn or animated, but like, yeah, the children were all like kind of proportional and real ish
well, and that's the thing that's strange, because like in the original anime and manga, they don't really look like these caricatures.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, like,
this is just the best anime,
I guess, but why wouldn't you have tried a little harder? I mean,
oh no, man,
you could have done a little more style. It's early 3D, you could have just over exaggerated shit.
Yeah, they just didn't have that G-Force budget, I guess.
G-Force budget. But I sent Sean a picture from Toy Story 1. Do you remember Sid, the like fuck off kid from next door?
Yeah,
he looks like dog shit. He looks so bad. And like, even still, kind of looks better in some ways than the shit that's in this movie.
Yeah, he's generally proportional.
I mean, like, obviously he looks like crap and he has those dumb braces and horrible hair.
But he doesn't have like slick worm lips.
Yeah. Well,
good kissers right there. So, for birds. Oh,
worm lips, motherfucker. So yeah, I mean, the cast, like, to your point a while ago, Sean, when we were talking about one of the other animated movies, it's like this concept of getting good voice actors, or sorry, like notable voice actors versus good voice actors, is really weird to me. It's like, this has a great cast, but like, why?
Yeah, of people who are better at not voice acting.
Right. Stuff. Like Donald Sutherland as the president sucks. Mm-hmm. He sounded like he was in a recording in a trash can the entire time. until he was in The Robot, when I was like, that kind of works now.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson. Sam Jackson. Zog or whatever.
Yeah, you can barely even tell it's him.
Yeah, except for that like first line.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, it's like, meh, meh.
He didn't say motherfucker. I think that really threw us off.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, I mean, it's good. Like, Nathan Lane's a main character in there. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of major character. But like, Elle Fanning is like one of the kids, which is bizarre. She has like three lines.
Carlton was a squirt bottle.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Well, this just goes to like, this is one of those films, these animated films. I'm like, I don't know who this was made for. Because you have like the Shrek era film where it's like, we're going to make a kid's movie with a bunch of adult jokes in it.
It's like, he's going to talk about shit and cum or whatever.
This isn't that. Like, this is ostensibly for
weebs
children, but it is a kind of heady story that I would be bored by as a child and
bored by as an adult.
Well, and as an adult, it's not played seriously enough for me to care.
That's exactly it. It sort of misses that sweet spot of like, you can make animation for kids that hits on two levels, right? Like,
Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls. Like, that's a great show that works for somebody who is pretty young. Like, my son watched that when he was 9, 10, something like that, and he really liked it. And then I watched it at 39 or whatever, and I was like, oh, I really like this.
Yeah.
So this one didn't hit anything. Like,
no.
I wouldn't want Cora watching it because it's boring.
I think the target audience for this is like, maybe like 9 to 13 year old kids who just discovered anime, and like, they're mature enough to deal with some of the like subject matter in the beginning, and fucking dumb enough to just be like, this is what fucking peak
butt guns
animation and humor should be.
Ugh.
The squirt bottle shitting oil.
Okay, yeah, I want to talk about the squirt bottles for a minute. So you have a squirt bottle robot and a squeegee robot. So David Alan Grier is the squirt bottle and
Mr. Squirt.
Mr. Squirt and Mr. Squeegee.
Yeah.
Played by Alan Tudyk. And
Carlton.
They're like just window washers. But like, where does all the fluid come from Mr. Squirt? Because like, he's cleaning the windows with his own essence. What the fuck is it?
he's got the stuff,
but then he also can shit oil.
Well, you gotta keep that squirter lubricated. You gotta keep it wet.
Gotta get wet to stay wet.
Yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, I imagine he has like a refilling depot.
Why wouldn't you make him bigger?
I know, those are really big buildings. He probably gets like one floor done and then has to go recharge.
It made no sense. I mean, I get it. It's like a funny bit, whatever, or attempted funny bit, but it just, why the fuck?
I like that they ran away and then at the end, they're just out in the middle of nowhere. And Astro Boy was like, we got to go back and save the people. And they're like, that's it. We're heroes. We're going to do it too. And
that's our
like,
protocol.
Yeah. Save people.
Fucking Asimov.
I didn't really think about it. That the one rule, the first rule is like, robots can't hurt humans. So how do the war robots work?
Instilling these kind of rules into robots kind of up to the people. There isn't like just some like,
that's true,
base element that has to be used for robots that unfortunately makes them incapable of hurting people.
We made these kill bots, but they just don't want to kill people.
God, I just wish I didn't have to make the hull out of pussium. That's degrading.
Yeah, great.
To robots.
Oh yeah, Ryan Stiles was his teacher. Like, what the fuck? Why are these people in this movie?
Oh, did you see the teacher's name? Mr. Mustachio.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's got to be like an actual holdover from the real anime, but
yeah, of course. Well, and then again, this movie clearly isn't made for fans of the anime.
No, I mean, you wouldn't think so. I mean, okay, so its budget was $62 million or something like that, and it made $45 million. Like, it absolutely ate shit. And in the U.S. market, it made like $6 million.
Yeah, it really kind of required that Asian bump.
Yeah. And even I'm that, assuming they were
the
like,
Asian market.
This is pretty bad. No, it's actually really big in South Africa.
Really?
I know, I'm just making that up.
How many movie theaters do you think are in South Africa?
I have no idea. I mean, I think it's not like a podunk country.
I mean, I've seen fucking District 9. I know what I'm looking at.
District 9. What was the other one with the robot Chappie.
Oh, Chappie. Yeah.
I never saw that one. Was that South Africa too?
Yeah. Because it had the D-ant word.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Guys in it. It was terrible too. I did actually kind of enjoy it. I just can't stand Ninja and what?
Fair what's enough.
Her fucking bucket.
Yeah.
51.
Okay.
51 movie theaters in South Africa.
Huh.
So I can see how that would float this movie.
Yeah. Exactly.
The majority of this definitely game of
South Africa. Thanks, South Africa.
Yeah. Fuck you, South Africa. You made me watch this.
Well, and just even going back to like getting all of these non-voice actors, like trying to get all these star, like trying to sell this on star power. Again, animated film, ostensibly for children. No child knows anybody in this movie.
No, of course not. I mean, who's going to be like, oh, Bill Nye's voice?
Yeah. Nathan Lane.
Right.
Oh, notable child actor.
Nathan Lane, you could at least be like, oh, he was Pumbaa.
Oh, yeah.
But through the power of friendship, Astro Boy learns to be a hero and saves the day.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, I mean, there is some stuff that we can talk about in the middle because they have to fill out a lot of movie with basically garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So he lands on a garbage planet, which is Earth.
That was a nice transition. There should be a word for that.
And some like scrap heap zombie robots see him and they're like, batteries, do you have charge?
Oh, yeah.
I do love why the Earth is a giant trash heap, because whenever they get done with a robot or whenever a robot breaks on the floating city, they just throw it off the side. And because it's just floating over the Earth, the whole Earth is just like covered in garbage.
Yeah. So he ends up in like a torso pile, which is weird and creepy.
Throw him on the torso pile.
Then some kids capture him with the help of a robot dog named Trash Can. Tight dog. I like that dog.
Best character.
But then they're like, oh no, he's a kid. And the robot dog's like, no, he's not. He's a robot, but only.
He only says it to the illiterate child.
Spells it out in the dirt. Yeah.
The only person who understands what he says are robots.
Oh, sure.
And then he tries to write it out, but everybody who lives in Trash World are illiterate.
Because they're presumably because their dad, adopted dad Nathan Lane, doesn't teach them anything because he's a dick.
Yeah.
There's the Robot Resistance Front.
I loved the Robot Resistance
Front. They were pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty probably cool. My favorite part. Like, it's pretty dumb gag overall, but like, I liked it.
Yeah. What are their names again? Like Sparky.
Sparks is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Sparks.
And then like Icebox.
Mike. Mike the Fridge.
Like the fridge. The red one. I don't remember his name. Crushinator or something.
Oh, yeah. Something like
that. I don't remember. I liked Mike. I also really like when they're revealing the Robot Resistance Front plan to fuck with Nathan Lane's character, whose name is Ham Egg. Tight fucking name. They're going to tickle him, which is dumb, but whatever. They reveal his name is Ham Egg and immediately spit on the floor. And I don't know the reaction. That's like one of the few moments in this movie that actually gave me a genuine like, because like, Mike the Fridge just spits out an ice cube.
Yeah.
I was like, nice. Yeah. I think that's the only time I laughed in this entire movie.
Mm.
This movie got a solid fucking laugh out of me. Best fucking joke I've seen in a long time when in an animated film.
Nice qualifier.
Yeah. When Nick Cage gives the Astro all of the books to study, and one of them is Descartes, and was titled Descartes Before the Horse. That fucking got me. I took a photo of that and sent it to Peter. I'm like, solid fucking joke.
See, and then I couldn't laugh at that one because I already knew it was coming. So
I ruined the best joke for you.
But yeah, the Resistance Front is cool. Then Astro Boy gets saved by the kids because they think he's a boy.
And then he goes to work for Ham Egg. Just finding robots and stuff that can be repaired for what is just kind of loosely referred to as the robot games.
Which is Robot Fight Club.
Yeah. Later to be discovered is Robot Fight Club. But only after Astro Boy reanimates a giant robot that was made before.
From the before times.
Yeah. Before Asimov's rules.
Yeah, exactly.
So Samuel L. Jackson can still stomp on people. But Astro Boy still saved the guy he was going to stomp on.
Because Astro Boy is a good boy.
Yeah. He can't allow humans to be hurt because of, first rules.
Right. Do you think that's why? Or was it just because he was like,
they explained it and like,
oh, was they're it? Not so he was compelled to do it.
Yeah. They're not allowed to hurt humans. They're not allowed to have their actions like create. Or,
no,
like,
no, I know that part,
harm.
But I didn't know that Astro Boy was beholden to the same rules.
Yeah. He's still part of it. And plus, he's all blue energy.
Yeah. Right. It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
All that's sugar, no spice.
All sugar, no spice. That's when Astro Boy never is going to fuck.
Nope.
Sorry, Astro Boy.
It's too spicy.
The butt guns do nothing for you.
while on Trash World, Astro Boy befriends Kristen Bell, who voices Cora. Another reason you can never let your daughter watch this movie, Peter. Otherwise, you'll never not be watching this movie.
Exactly. She's like, I'm represented. That girl has purple dyed hair. That's all I want now. She does, actually. Cora, the other day, she was like, I really would like rainbow hair. I was like,
you and me both, child.
I don't care. You could do that. I just don't know what the correct age to allow your child to have rainbow hair is.
Don't stymie your child, Peter.
Yeah.
There is a character in this movie named Dr. Pignuckle.
What? Who played Pignuckle?
Marianne Gardner. Garger.
Man, I can't think of any. Because Bill Nighy was Dr. Elephant. And then Cage was, you know, obviously Dr. Tenma.
Eugene Levy was Orin.
Yeah, I mean, there were like over a baker's dozen like great actors in this film.
Doing mail-in voice work.
Very minimal.
None of them good voice actors. Matt Lucas is probably the only one who sold it. He was Sparks.
I thought he did a good job. Nathan Lane was fine. I mean, but he was just playing a fucking heel, so it's not that hard, you know?
Yeah.
You get to glower and now you're going to fight, you know?
Yeah.
Fight in my games. Oh, no.
Yeah. What's up with him being like, oh, so he tricks Astro Boy into like going down to these games, and then he like stuns him and throws him in and makes him part of the game. Why does he get upset when Astro Boy does well?
Yeah, right? Like,
it's like, this is just entertainment for the people.
Yeah, like, and he fucking crushes it.
Yeah.
I know, it's interesting, though, that Astro Boy is immediately like, I'm not going to fight. I'm not doing it. I'm not fighting. And then that robot, like, tries to take two swipes at him. And he's like, I'm murdering this fucking robot. Damn, I'm blasting his head off.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have the memories and emotional stability of a teenage boy.
That's true.
Yeah.
With butt guns.
And his mega blasters. I mean, he did have those.
Blasters. Yeah. Mega blasters, butt guns.
Yeah, and I love Mega Man. What's your favorite Mega Man game?
Four is the one I played the most, because it was the one that was like most readily rentable when I was a child.
Mm, with Pharaoh Man.
Yeah. Dive Man. Skull Man.
Skull Man.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I think three was mine. Gemini Man, Needle Man, Snake Man.
I think the correct answer is two is the best.
Yeah.
But I mean, my favorite would be four.
Did you ever play the like Dreamcast Mega Man Legends game?
Yes, I played it. I played.
That's like Mega Man without his helmet. Most of the game, he's got like anime hair and he's running around and there's like all these other anime people-ish, you know, it's like, that's a better movie than this is.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is easier and better. But yeah, this is what we got.
I tried to go back and play Mega Man Legends, emulate it a few years ago. And oh, God, the world before they figured out that you could use the right analog stick for a camera is a scary one, because the way you turn left or right or the camera is to hold down the left or right shoulder buttons.
Gross.
And it moves very slowly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sort of that Resident Evil, like, tank movement style.
Yeah.
Which did add to the, like, terror in those games, but... Because it's like, oh my god, I really can't move. Fuck. Okay, so Sean, you were saying last episode that your friend thought that this was the best Nick Cage
performance? This was their favorite Nick Cage movie. She hasn't watched a lot of Nick Cage movies. I am changing that.
Has she seen any other Nick Cage movies?
We've gone and seen The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent together.
Okay.
So she's seen more now. But this was the one I think she's watched the most of. And I believe her dog was named after Toby in this.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Onward and upward, Toby.
Well, I hope they don't listen to this episode.
They won't. That dunking on
movie
it.
Is dog shit.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad movie.
Yeah.
I wish I had more like fun things to say about it, but like the animation's bad. The design is bad. Like I couldn't even remark on what the music was like, because it rolled completely off my brain.
Nope, I don't remember a single
note. Was there music?
Yeah, there could have been none.
There was music when they were cleaning Zog's body off, but it was like an actual song.
Oh, yeah, it was like a montage thing.
Yeah.
What was the studio behind this again?
Well, I mean, okay, so like the production company is Imagi Animation Studios, who went under immediately after this.
Of course.
Good.
It feels like a passion project for somebody who then like lost all the passion for it while they actually made the thing.
Lost control of it to studios.
Who knows, like, man? Because well, it definitely seems like there's just no heart in this thing.
Yeah.
For like the anime's cute. Like it's all about heart. It's about like Astro Boy being a really good little dude and like having this. I mean, his core in the anime is a heart. Like it's a little heart power core, you know, but that's too femme for the US audience at the time. So
I suppose, yeah.
Turn it into a blue sphere instead.
Because Americans only understand red versus blue.
That's it.
Yeah.
No other color dynamics in this country.
It's too confusing.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just an unfortunate kind of movie where there's just really not all that much to give it credit for, even, you know. It's of the era of kind of crappy animation, and it embraces that. Like, what really pissed me off is that this is like you could have had hyper color, you know, like make everything super punched up, comic-y, all that kind of stuff. But instead they picked like washed out color palette. Like it's just not appealing.
Yeah.
I think this could have worked if they would have just gotten rid of the whole Earth subplot with the other kids and just like given us 20 more minutes of him on the run or 20 more minutes of him in the city or just fighting aliens or something. Rather than trying to like have this whole secondary plot in the film, or just make the movie shorter, I'm fine with that as well.
Well, yeah, cut out an entire 30 minutes in the middle. No, but I think you're right because the whole point of that is to he learns about friendship and he learns about his powers. Mm-hmm. Like that's sort of it, and he learns that there's conflict about how people view robots.
And he gets a little backup from the ground dwellers.
Yeah,
in the end,
and the RRF.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, there's nothing. And you could have had that happen in almost any other different format. Yeah. You can learn those lessons.
I don't think I hated this movie that as much as you two did. Like, I enjoyed it enough. I wouldn't say it was fun, but I wasn't, like, miserable. And the one part where I'm just like, fuck this movie and fuck this writer and just fuck everything was when they capture Astro Boy. They take Nick Cage takes the core out only to sleight of hand it to put it right back in to let Astro Boy go. It's like you could have just let him go.
Yeah, I think he was still being a good little bitch boy up until that moment where he
realized.
Yeah.
Where he had to kill his child. Again.
Exactly. Yeah, he had to watch his son go. Bye, Dad. I love you.
Yeah, that part probably hurt a lot more.
The hardest part of any parent's life if their child dies is that final
when they power down for the last time.
As you hold their beating heart in your hand.
The final servo whir. I remember his first servo whir. I wish we got more of the background of Dr. Tenma's close-up magic.
Yeah, I mean,
I would like to see him in college trying to like compete in like open mic nights, doing a little bit of sleight of hand, maybe some down prop the shoulder. Comedy. Yeah.
Oh,
a giant quarter. He rolls it down his shoulder into a hat and then like dumps out like 30 pennies.
Whoa.
Well, I guess 25.
25
pennies.
Makes more sense, but 30 is funnier because it doesn't make sense.
Well, some fucking autistic person will count and be like, hey, that's too many pennies.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do, let's see, vocal performances. Who do you think actually did a good job other than Matt Lucas?
I would say Nick Cage at least sounds like he was in a consistent sound booth.
Yeah. It just seemed like he was phoning it in to me, but
it was better than his performance in the like Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol was, yeah. That was real bad.
I mean, I'm not saying his performance is good. I'm saying it was consistent.
Okay.
Which I can't say for most other people in this movie.
Yeah, Kristen Bell was fine, but she did nothing. You know? I mean, Freddie Highmore, who plays Astro Boy and Toby, like, again, didn't have a big ask. It's like you have to be sort of a dewy-eyed dipshit.
Yeah. I mean, I like Nathan Lane. I think he does a good job. He's a very characterful voice. Yeah. So
David Alan Greer, Alan Tudyk.
They were good. I mean, they were probably my favorite dumb bit of the entire thing. They weren't that funny, but I liked the concept of Mr. Dude, Squirt.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
It's so dumb.
Trash Can was great. The voice of Trash Can.
Yeah.
There's a voice actor listed for Trash Can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of like, speaking of Alan Tudyk, he's like the voice
rooster.
Of the rooster in Moana. Moana. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just got to great.
We could do that.
Here's $3 million.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he made $3 million for that, but we'll find out.
Yeah, we will. We'll Google that.
I'm going to find out and remind us all in a month when no one will remember any of this.
Perfect. Those are my favorites. Did I think anybody else did a really good job? No.
No.
Nothing stands out, at least.
Yeah, and like none of the fights are all that great. Like at the end, so Donald Sutherland, the president, ends up getting absorbed into the bad robot with the red core because mm-hmm. it has absorbing powers. And then he just kind of keeps like Katamari growing and like mm-hmm. absorbing buildings and shit. That was kind of cool. Like the kaiju sort of mega robot that he becomes. It was all right. Like I didn't dislike the design. But
no, that was probably the most interesting animation of the film.
I will say I enjoyed the gag when he like, when the red energy and blue energy blow each other up and he gets like deabsorbed and it's just the president again. And he like comes out of the wreckage and he just starts going pew, 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 ah, pew, pew. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The other way, like the other fight, you know, with all the robots in the robot fighting arena. The only thing I noticed about that was the weird like bondage bot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yeah, I saw that. Choice.
Oh, I enjoyed the chase in the beginning where they had the weird like sticky guns.
Oh, sticky guns are
good. Sticky guns are pretty cool. And then how he like flew between the two narrow gap. He shot the gap.
He busted the seam.
Yeah, he shot the gap and loosed his stuff.
This is going to be a personal gripe for me because I'm all about like fucking
buckle up, folks. Sean's got an opinion.
I do. What's the term for when like, you know, just only use the points that like matter, like don't like show us something if it's not going to come up later. So when he couldn't fly out of the arena because there was a force field over it, I thought because he didn't want to fight, he was just like, cool, I've dug through him out, and he just like Sonic his way down through the ground and out of the arena. No, just fights.
Yeah. Oh, how about talking about that force field in the arena? How about that time where like two robots got just like slapped like up and out of the arena?
Oh yeah, right.
Why do they get to just get slapped out of there?
Maybe it was for him. No, because he kills the guy with it, the robot with it.
Yeah,
too.
He kills the first robot with it.
Maybe that short-circuited it. I don't know. Giving it a little too much credit.
Yeah, I know. I had to have that sight gag. That one got me. I had a little beef right there.
One little ham egg.
One ham egg. Was it ham egg or hemig?
I mean, I think it's supposed to be hemig.
But it sounds like ham egg.
And it's spelled ham egg.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Then, yeah, buddy.
Hem egg?
Ham egg.
Hey, Meg.
Hey, Meg.
Hey, Meg.
The general, president's right hand man named General Heckler.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Who was that played by?
Newell Alexander.
No, nope.
Not a clue. I thought I recognized the voice, but nope.
Don't watch it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I feel the same. Nick, final thoughts?
No, you don't have to watch this. This is easily skippable. If you don't have kids, easy. If you do have kids, just don't.
There's plenty of other crap you can watch.
Yeah.
If you have kids, but you don't like them, why not?
Yeah. If you've got kids,
Cocoa Melon on.
Just fucking go outside. Like, come on.
Right.
Like, quit watching this shit.
You can do something better with your life. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well, did you guys have any favorite quotes? We addressed mine, but
I didn't.
Mine was Descartes before the horse.
Did you have a favorite quote?
Mine was the interaction between Robotsky, the big red guy, Sparks, Mike, and they're like, you have been rescued by the Robot Revolutionary Front. I'm Sparks, the brain.
And I'm Robotsky, the muscle. And I'm Mike, the fridge. I'm the fridge.
Yeah, I heard that. I was just like, I'm the fridge. It reminds me, just a quick, about the one time I didn't meet him, but I saw on the streets Billy the Fridge while I was walking around downtown.
Who's Billy the Fridge?
Billy the Fridge is, I didn't know originally either. I had to be educated. This one's out there for the real Seattleites. Billy the Fridge was a amateur rapper here in Seattle, and he was a really large guy. And so I noticed him because I was, you know, catching a bus downtown, and there's this like fucking mammoth of a dude, and he's just got like a fucking donkey rope on his neck with just a fucking glazed donut just hanging from around this thick gold necklace. And I was like, holy shit. So I like pretend like I'm on my fucking flip phone and I'm walking past and I'm like trying to take photos. And it's like, I don't know if I'm aiming right.
Like,
I don't know
anything.
Yeah. So I had some real like fucking Bigfoot footage of this Billy, guy.
And Billy the Fridge.
Yeah. And I'm showing my friends at work the next day. And one of them's like, oh, that's Billy the Fridge. It's like, what? Billy the Fridge.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Are you looking up Billy the Fridge?
No, I had to look up what donkey rope was. But talking about the Robot Revolutionary Front, that did remind me there was one other gag in this movie, and it's a Robot Revolutionary gag that did get a chuckle out of me. Is when they're going to try and kidnap Hammeg, and they're like in disguise as boxes, but boxes of the things they are. When they're like, all right, let's go. And they like pop out of the boxes. They're making Transformers noises.
Yeah.
With their mouth. They're just going. Arr, 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 arr.
Awesome. Like,
that got a chuckle out of me.
Robot Revolutionary Front. Best part of the film.
Yeah, I would watch that movie.
Yeah, I sure. would love to watch the adventures
of Robotsky. Sparks and Mike the Fridge.
Yeah, with delightful cameos by Mr. Squirt and Mr. Squeegee.
I just, fucking Tarantino. I just want to see the Pulp Fiction, the Stuck in the Middle with You scene with the Robot Revolutionary Front.
Oh yeah, from little dance. Reservoir Dogs. Yeah,
oh, Reservoir yeah. Dogs. Yeah, no, that's a very different scene in Pulp Fiction in the basement.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Bring back the bondage mask.
That robot's there.
Gimp scene.
I know.
So I mean, he was there in the robot.
Yep. Games. Kids love gimps.
They do love a gimp. They're like, why can't he talk?
Because he's been a bad boy. All right, so next we've got Seeking Justice from 2011.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it has been described as yet another phoned-in Nick Cage performance.
Awesome.
So we shall see. I think it's like a crime procedural bullshit. I'm sure somebody has like taken a thing from him and he gets revenge.
Can we start introducing the next week's movie with a review? Like...
of it in like in advance?
Yeah,
like to pull up a review.
Yeah, pull up like one hot review about it.
Wow, so a lot Seeking of these, right off the top, very enjoyable, very watchable film. Serious plot issues, but a good action flick. Not bad at all, worth watching.
Oh,
pleasantly surprising.
Oh,
not
my
bad at all. Could have been worse, but it's good.
You're all out here telling me like it's not going to be a good performance. And now I'm
this
kind
one,
of excited.
This one maybe is from like Nick Cage himself. One of Nicolas Cage's best movies ever.
Oh, hell yeah.
Seeking Justice and Dying of the Light are two of our favorite Nick Cage movies.
Okay. My expectations are a little lower now.
Wouldn't pay to watch it.
Wouldn't pay to watch it.
Watchable mess.
Oh yeah. See there.
All right. I feel better about this.
Yeah,
now.
We
this
can
a good
pull
idea.
Up a couple. I think it really it primes the pump.
Yeah. Ready to bust those seams.
Yeah. My stuff and pump.
All right, thank you all for listening. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever. If you chose to listen to this on Christmas Day, I'm sorry. But yeah, thanks to all of you and to our Sparkle buddies Josh, Josie, Matt, Adam, Bill, Stuart, and Willow, and to our Cage Dancers John, Freeman, Nathan, and Cameron. And thank you to Bill Panks for our intro music. So Hammeg,
Merry Christmas, Bill.
Bye.